This exhibit is supported by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. The audio tour is sponsored by Bloomberg. Welcome to the Yale Peabody Museum of Natural History. As you explore the halls, this guide will provide information and stories about the highlights of our exhibits.
Here's my mom.
Hello. Welcome to the Everett Children's Adventure Garden. We're going to tell you all about Charles Darwin. If you're using this tour on site, press 411 at any time to hear instructions on using this acoustic guide. This poster shows various types of lips, mouths and chins, profiles and head shapes that were compiled by a young Frenchman named Alphonse Bertillon. Welcome to the New York Botanical Garden, a national historic landmark and one of the foremost gardens in the world.
Of Sephardic Jewish immigrants from Portugal.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
It admits how...
The exhibition was organized for travel by the Smithsonian Institution Traveling Exhibition Service. Enjoy your tour. When she was betrothed, he ordered a gown of crimson velvet for her, made of silk, and a surcoat of the same fabric, which is the most beautiful cloth in Florence. And he had a hat of feathers and pearls made for her. The cap underneath has two strings of pearls. And he's having a rose-colored gown made, embroidered with pearls. When she goes out, she'll have more than 400 florins on her back. He feels he can't do enough having things made, because she's so beautiful, and he wants her to look even more so. Welcome to the Working White House, 200 years of tradition and memories. Since November of 1800, the White House has been the official residence of the President of the United States of America. Our second president, John Adams, and his wife Abigail were the first family to live there. For over 200 years and more than 40 administrations, White House workers have both witnessed and participated in our nation's history. This is the earliest known posed photograph of White House workers. It was taken in 1877. The year Rutherford B. Hayes took up residence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue as the 19th President of the United States. Welcome to the New York Botanical Garden, a national historic landmark and one of the foremost gardens in the world. Since its creation in 1891, this remarkable place has been an oasis of beauty and learning for generations of visitors. The Botanical Garden, which encompasses 250 acres, includes more than a million living plants. Tucked away behind the hills and trees around you are areas of great beauty and ecological significance. This commentary is just an introduction. The garden's many wonders await your exploration.
I will say no more, except what I have on my mind, that I think your most illustrious lordship will not suffer any loss with me, and that you will find the spirit of Caesar in this soul of a woman.
Oh, welcome, my dear. I am Maria Steen, the lady at the center of this picture. My husband, Jan, painted this merry company on a terrace. We're outside a tavern, under the grape trellis. Jan often puts me in his pictures. Oh, he's in this one, too. That's Jan, to your left, leaning back in the chair with his jug. Doesn't he look happy? We're all having a marvelous time. Can you see who's playing the lovely music? The young man next to me, on the right,
seated on the railing.
He plucks the strings of the cittern like an angel. Now, find a man with a sausage pinned to his hat. He's on the far left at the back, making a face at the lady beside him. That man is playing a funny character named Hans Wurst. Wurst means sausage in German. Some people think there's a moral in Jan's paintings. They say he paints people doing foolish things. I don't believe it. You don't see any fools in this picture, I'm sure.